Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Recently.
The boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wait until you see this. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I'm going to give you a real quick heads up. If you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12. Well, I see a lot of fruit coming forward, manifesting before our eyes on a daily basis as the things that we have talked about in the past. And again, anybody that's ever listened to the show understands that Jesus Christ is Lord. We also understand that the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. And we obey because we have grace and we have the Spirit, because we do the things that we do not to get saved. We do the things that we do because we are saved. Ephesians 2:8. Hebrews 12:2. But I see these things as we're being led over the last 17 years of radio on Salem Communications, on Genesis Communications, and now we are at 155 affiliates across the country. And the time that we spent on radio, how the Lord has kept us on track, blows me away. How many times I did not know where we were going, but I knew we were onto something because I was being led to go into that direction. The word led, by the way, means to be driven. That's one of the definitions, and I am one driven dude, let me tell you. But with that said, friends, we always told you that there's no difference between Fox News and MSNBC. We've told you that, 1,000 times, literally. We told you that they are under the control of the CIA, just like Dr. Udo Ulfkott warned before he died, exposing the CIA-controlled media and the six corporations worldwide. And so now we're here. And it's absolutely amazing to me that people are shocked by what they see. And why you're shocked, I have no idea. Because, again, if you hold to the word, the law and the prophets, you'll also see over and over and over again what happens to a nation that forgets God's moral law. Again, make distinction between ceremonial law and moral law. Now, here we are. Well, what are you talking about? Well, I want you to see this, friends, because to say that this is offensive is to say the least. I want you to listen to this useful idiot at Fox News make reference to this man as a woman, going right along with it, just to show you how they are trying to normalize the crime, because what they're attempting to do, friends, is they're attempting to Europeanize America. Now, I want to say this again. How many times I've made reference to the fact that if they can demoralize a people, they can control you. And it's control that they're looking for. And it's amazing to me how many people sit back and accept the fact, coming from the mouths of these useful idiots, saying that It's just their job. They're just doing their job. I'm just getting paid to do what I do to support my family. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, you can put that up against Luke 22:48. There are a bunch of Judases that are selling out the people along with their families by just doing their job. If they were doing their job, they would be journalists. They would be out there finding facts for themselves and sharing that with their viewers and listeners, not parroting whatever the teleprompter tells them to parrot. Well, that's what they're doing. Now, I want you to see this, friends. Again, this is craziness, but I want to tell you that Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, they want you to believe that he is Caitlyn, is now a contributor over at, guess where, friends? Fox News. Check this out.
Swimmer Leah Thomas becoming the first ever transgender athlete to win a Division I national championship.
Pushed over the first 350 meters. Thomas wins the NCAA championship.
This is Fox News pushing it, friends.
With Wyatt taking it ahead of a late charge from Erica Sullivan.
Now look at who the contributor is.
The cheers much louder for the runner-up than for Thomas. Thomas' accomplishment only adding to the big question, should she have been allowed to compete?
Listen to him calling him a her.
Let's bring in with us now Caitlyn Jenner, who's got a lot to say in this. Caitlyn, it's great to have you here. Let me just set this up by saying that Leah Thomas destroyed the field in the 500-yard freestyle. She was 1.75 seconds faster than the runner-up, but she was 9 seconds
going to a man that thinks he's a woman. Back for sound answers.
So she was faster than all the women in the pool last night, but she's not the fastest woman ever. So how do we put this all into perspective?
Can you make this up?
I think she was probably taking it very easy.
Look at this man, Bruce Jenner, that Fox News just hired on as a contributor
to win the race,
making reference to Bruce Jenner as a woman.
Leah Thomas has followed the rules.
And again, friends, I want to reiterate the point that this is Fox News.
Problem that I have here.
I highlighted the facts some time ago that
the Olympic Committee,
Sean Hannity had did an interview with Bruce Jenner. The entire interview, he was trying to give him a nod as the gubernatorial candidate for Canada, for California. And what's interesting to note, friends, is Sean Hannity continuously referenced Bruce Jenner as Caitlyn. So is this MSNBC doing this? Is this ABC News doing this? Is this CBS? Nope, they're all doing the same thing, but who took it to extremes? Fox News did. Why would you go to that which God calls an abomination and asking a man that believes that he is a woman as to give and reveal the truth of the matter concerning this other man that they want you to believe as a woman that is playing women's and swimming in women's sports where he takes precedent and he wins? Is this not a reflection of the mind of the people that tolerate these crimes? Oh, did I say crimes? Oh, I said crimes. These all are crimes being committed against we the people in the United States of America. And where is this all coming from? This is all coming from your government that is advocating for these crimes. And why? Well, I revert back to the fact because if they can demoralize you and you accept this, you're only giving them more power to wield control over your lives. You are being enslaved. Why? Again, Scripture tells us that when a man even wears that which pertains to a woman is an abomination. I'm not talking about just sodomites here, friends. I'm talking about men that now want you to accept them as women. Okay, so this is what I do promise. I'm not bolstering this. I'm not embellishing this. I'm not exaggerating this. I got some video and audio, friends, on the other side of this. That is, I suspect, going to shock some of you people that say, I can't be shocked anymore. These are the ones that mean to rule over you. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit of the ministry. You judge us by our fruit, Matthew 7:16. Also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, morning show on the right, afternoon show on the left. Subscribe to the page. Go to the top of it, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, subscribe. Go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live. Click onto that and subscribe to our live feed. You can watch us whenever you like. And past shows and... Again, you can watch us 24 hours a day if you so choose to do so, 7 days a week. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, and you will find us there. Again, if you want to call us, please do. Stick to the topic because we're going to hold to this one topic today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So, some people say, nothing can shock me anymore, and I've said it too. But I got to tell you, friends, when you see what you're about to see and hear what you're about to hear, you really have to ask yourself the question, why are people like this out in the open? Because they're emboldened. And why are they emboldened? Well, they're emboldened because they see the American people, the responsible party, has given a pass, a green light, to sodomites. And again, let me remind you that the Bible condemns it. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24. The fruit of sodomy is Jude 1:7. Good kings always remove the sodomites and condemn their crimes. Read your Bibles and understand that according to American law, which is premised on and predicated upon that of common law, condemns it in state statute as well, even today. Yet the mainstream media keeps pushing it on the American people. Let me remind you, is illegal activity. I showed you last week, friends, that the attorney general in Texas said to celebrate Pride Week breaks state law. You better know it breaks state law. But the question is why are the American people allowing these people to have their way in public schools, making a prey out of their children? Oh, and I proved it and have proven it again 1,000 times. That's the end aim. Remember sex before eight, before it's too late? Yep, that's the NAMBLA slogan at gay pride parades. Why is this happening in America? Because the American people have given them a pass. Why? Because you have somehow been deceived into believing that somehow or another that they are the victims, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. They do not have the shield. They have the spear. 2 days ago, I showed you the fruit of sodomy. I showed you the fruits of the warning that went unheeded concerning the Boy Scouts. What, 5 years ago, I told the American people, if you allow this to happen, this is what's going to happen. And it's exactly what happened. Boy Scouts of America wins key support for $2.7 billion of sex abuse settlement. And by the way, not one reference of law condemning the crimes of those that did the abusing. Why vigilante justice? That's exactly why. That's exactly why. So let's go to this and see if this shocks you. Because I got to tell you, friends, why this man was not handcuffed and thrown in jail right there on the spot should bewilder every sane human being, not just in America, but on this planet, as to why this guy feels so emboldened to go to a school board and talk in such a fashion. Are you ready for this? These are the people that mean to bear rule over you. And don't forget exactly the truth of the matter after you see this concerning the law that condemns their activities. Ready? Here we go.
No, that's not correct, Amanda.
He's getting prepared right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of both pages.
1 second.
This is in Texas, mind you.
Double mask.
This is in Texas.
Okay.
Listen to this guy.
A little bit about me. My name is Marty Epstein.
GCN, can you turn that up a bit, please?
The New York Times and editor at BuzzFeed. I currently teach political science at Southwest High School, while also working part-time at my local Starbucks for the fact that they are paying for my 6-year-old openly gay transgender offspring's gender transition surgery.
That's a crime.
Unlimited hormone blockers, access to abortion. But anyways, let me get into the reason I'm here today. Then I'll circle back if we have any time left. Our superintendent refuses to really put his foot down with this transphobia, and he failed to get transgender restrooms. And I am sickened. Transphobia is a serious illness, and unfortunately, there isn't a vaccine for it yet. And I first witnessed transphobia when a kid wearing a racist Make America Great Again
hat. He's trying to play the victim.
Me and said that me being myself was a Halloween costume.
These are the people that mean to rule over you, friends. These are the ones that are in public schools now.
Donald Trump is not in office. The disease of Trumpism has spread across our stolen land. Every night I cry myself to sleep knowing that I live on stolen Native American land. As a high school teacher, I witness transphobia every single day. We need to
How are they the victim, friends?
And raise awareness in our schools about this deadly virus. Transphobia is a spectrum, and it can go from transphobia to transphobia with many shades and flavors in between. But what degree of transphobic are you? We have the extreme transphobic, which is Trump supporters, Nazis, KKK, Bible thumpers who believe in a sky daddy. When we clearly know that we humans
mocking God
and came from the big
Galatians 6:7
proven science. Let's not forget
that's who they're at war with.
White males, those who say that a man will never be a woman, those who refuse to get vaccinated and obey the science. It's science, people. Obey the science. It's common basic biology. Just get the vaccine. You're picking it. No, it's somebody laughing. No, we have those.
This is normal behavior. They want you to normalize this.
Do you have a gay friend or family member? Am I that gay friend? Do you refuse to get gender reassignment therapy, surgery? The bottom of the spectrum is unconscious transphobia. This is anybody who is not transgender and refuses to be attracted to the same sex. I recently had a coworker who said that he was not transphobic. However, he refused to kiss me because he said he didn't swing that way. So if you didn't see yourself on the spectrum, that is the category that you
Time. Thank
are
you.
In.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Folks, again, you know what's interesting about all this is if you are at any time to come in there and make reference to the law in Texas that condemned his crime, you'd have had every one of these dummies, literally, helping this guy dig the hole that he means for all of us to go into and fall into. And it's exactly what happens when you set your face against heaven. He who spits against heaven shall surely fall on his own back. Well, some people say, well, Bradley, why do you keep saying it's about the kids? I'm just showing you what it is about, and I'm showing you video and playing audio so you can understand what they're zeroing in on. And it is the children. Who would Satan go after, friends? The very model of heaven. The children. The children are being aborted in the wombs to 62 million. The schools are in America now are being subject to these sodomites who are making prey of them. We've proven this over and over and over again. But yet the American people still drop their kids off at public schools to be a prey to these sorts of people. Well, Bradley, I'm just not convinced yet. Well, here, let me show you this, because this is interesting. Here's another one. This is the homosexual community, the sodomite community, that our laws condemn, that are given a free hand. And you tell me what it's about, especially if you're on social media platforms, so you can see and judge for yourself.
The Christian f***ing right?
Let's go to church!
Preaching up, hey.
Don't f***ing talk to me about
family values.
Listen up, haters.
Don't be hating on the homo.
You hating.
What's it about, friends? This is all illegal.
You're gonna f***ing hate this.
You're f***ing anti-gay?
Put you in a motherfucking headlock and move your motherfucking ass.
Using little kids, swearing, expletives, vulgarities.
Bull. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Accusing Christians, Bible thumpers, haters, bigots for making reference to the law that exposes them for their crimes.
Some words are pretty f***ing offensive to say around kids.
This is illegal. That's child abuse right there.
Pretty simple.
Thought it wasn't about the kids, folks. Thought it wasn't about the kids. Even using little kids to promote their message. Isn't that amazing? How is it that they have not all been charged for their crimes? This is child abuse. And they're using children to promote their messages. Did we all not see the same video? Did we not all hear the same audio? Because again, friends, if you want to remain free, then you better hold to the law by grace that keeps you free, 2 Corinthians 3:17. And if not, what's going to happen is you're going to fall to the judgments of the Most High God. And P.S., you are. What follows these sort of people? I'll tell you. I've told you before. And I'll show you exactly what's happening in Minnesota today on the heels of the sodomites. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is continuing to blame Russian President Vladimir Putin and corporate greed for record-high gas prices. The president with a message for oil companies regarding production.
This is the time, not the time, to sit on record profits. It's time to step up for the good of your country, the good of the world, to invest in immediate production that we need to respond to Vladimir Putin.
Biden saying the nation's strategic petroleum reserve will also be putting an average of 1 million barrels of oil on the market each day in the United States. Two people were killed Thursday in the Florida panhandle when their mobile homes were toppled by a suspected tornado, one of nearly 30 that has wreaked havoc across seven South and Midwest states. The National Weather Service issuing tornado watches in Florida and Georgia. You're listening to USA Radio News. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says Ukraine can win this war against Russia and get refugees back to their homes. Ernst saying that her experience of visiting Ukrainian refugees was heartbreaking and the United States needs to do all it can to help the conflict end with Ukraine victorious.
Ukraine can win this fight. However, in order to win the fight against Russia and push out the invaders, they do need more lethal aid.
A new TMZ report says the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences lied about asking Will Smith to leave the Oscars after he slapped Chris Rock. The Academy said Wednesday they asked Smith to leave the theater after the slap, but he refused to do so. TMZ said there were debates between commercial breaks about whether to kick Smith out, but no decision was made until an Academy official approached him reportedly saying, "We do not want you to leave." This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'll take you in just a moment. I wanted to highlight something that we heard during the break. This is live radio, so we always want to stick to live misinformation and exposing it for what it is. You guys all remember when me and both Tim Brown, morning show host for Sons of Liberty Radio.com, highlighted the fact that Bill Barr was instrument in covering up for Ruby Ridge when it came to the responsibility and the crimes of the government towards that family. Well, look at this, friends. The conservatives of the day, how many years later, are figuring out Bill Barr is a traitor. Whoa, yeah. Boy, it's amazing how quick those guys are. See, the only one that can tell us things to come are the Christ, the greatest of all prophets. Here's another one I wanted to highlight really quick, just to highlight what we have been talking over the last 3 weeks concerning that of Zelensky, the Ukrainian homosexual comedian actor. The conservatives are finally catching on to this guy now, too. Edward Zoll and Eric Lujan confirms mass casualties in Ukraine. Listen carefully. Zelensky leads Ukraine to the slaughter. Boy, it's amazing, those conservatives, how quick they are, isn't it? You know, they always jump in at the end of what needs to be dealt with a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years prior to the time that they actually figure out the truth for what it is. It's embarrassing. I'm sorry for them. I'm embarrassed for them as well. But remember in Mark 8:15, Jesus did warn us to beware of the leaven, the doctrines of the Herodians, corrupt governments. Okay, as well as the Pharisees concerning their leaving and the corruption of the religious hypocrites of the day. Because we all understand here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself, right? Okay, cool. We're on the same page there. Now, let me get back over to this because I wanted you to see this. I just showed you a video how they were using kids to actually advocate their crimes. And again, they are crimes. Don't get me wrong. We just caught wind that in Minnesota, the hockey team here is now going to raise money. Listen carefully. The hockey team Minnesota Wild is to raise money for kids puberty blockers on first ever Pride Night. And also keep in mind, friends, I can tell you, whatever the sodomites touch brings a curse. Mark my words. And it's a matter of time before they self-destruct. Because, as Whitfield rightly said, all politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. You better know it's true. Because the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Period. It's just true. That applies to all of us. You're going to reap what you sow. Okay? Why is it always the kids? Why is it always, friends, like I highlighted the other day? John Jay team reported 10,667 people in the United States made allegations, of course it's allegations, of child sex abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests. That's just the Catholic Church, okay? Why is it the Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country? However, in 2005, the man that ran the program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography. Oh, don't forget about the woman that they're confirming as we speak right now, Mrs. Ketanji Brown Jackson, who gave a really light sentence to a child pornographer trafficker, okay? And he's thankful that she's up as the nominee for the next Supreme Court injustice. And the American people see this, and they allow it to go on, right? Did you know that in 2010, former Minneapolis Park Police Captain William Jacobs was charged with sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy from 2007 to 2009? Prosecutors added child pornography charges to the mix after police found 40,000 pornographic images on hard drives and DVDs in his home. 17 more witnesses came forward to testify that they were abused by Jacob between 1962 and 1980. Boy, that's just amazing. And don't forget about the Sandusky Penn State scandal cover-up. Remember who was pointing the finger to join Mr. Sandusky in abusing children was none other than George W. Bush. Okay? And the only thing that you get concerning all of what's going on is more excuses from today's conservatives who do nothing but highlight the crimes of those that they refuse to charge concerning their transgressions against American law. Isn't that amazing how that works? I'm going to get to something in just a moment, but I was highlighting during the last segment what we're noticing here, and I've noticed this some time ago. Have you ever noticed how they like to play the victim? And I'll get to that in just a moment as well. They love to play the victim, okay? Who follows the homosexual sodomite agenda methodically, line upon line, precept upon precept, more than the Muslims do? See, the Muslims are riding in, literally on the backs of the sodomite agenda, to the degree that the people accept it, will be to the degree that the Muslims will conquer those particular areas. Mark my words. This is history, okay? The more I can demoralize you, the more I can control you. In America today, friends, we have over 90 Muslims in government that are attempting to not assimilate but conquer. And who are they using? Well, look at all of the sodomites, what they call transgenders, so on and so forth, that are being placed in government positions. Why? And who's on their heels? Well, guess what, friends? In Minnesota here, you know what they did? Minnesota just happens to be one that prides itself in the fact that they have the greatest gay pride parade, one of them in the world, one of the greatest gay pride parades in the world. So it should come as no wonder or surprise to the people that the Muslims are again right on their heels playing the same game. Play the victim, tear down the law. Play the victim, tear down the law until you have absolute control. Yep, that's right. That is a perfect judgment upon a people. And this is in Minnesota, just came to my attention 2 days ago. And again, I want you to pay attention to the method here and who it is that they're following to conquer certain portions of the United States. Check this out.
The first time, every mosque in Minneapolis will have the opportunity to broadcast a call to prayer outside their doors.
Put speakers outside of their mosques and broadcast their prayers to the communities, just so you understand.
Muslim leaders in the city are calling it a step towards equality for all.
Equality according to what, friends? Because it's not equality towards American law. Either they are here to assimilate or they are here to conquer. This is not those that are here to assimilate.
Adam Duxter shares when and why you'll hear the calls throughout the city.
Five times each day,
Allahu Akbar.
Muslims in Minneapolis stop what they're doing and pray.
That's every single day, yes.
Yusuf Abdullah has been practicing his entire life.
In our faith, it is obligatory.
Wow. And as long as the practice of prayer has existed, so has the Adhan.
It is a deal breaker for the Muslims. It is really extremely important.
A call to prayer, letting members of the faith community know it's almost time.
It means God is great, God is great. I testify that there is no God or deity worth of worship except Allah.
Except Allah in a Christian nation. Paying attention?
World, it's customary to hear the Adhan played throughout entire cities. But in this city, it's been kept largely regulated inside. Until now.
This is huge.
After Councilmember Jamal Osman, who himself is Muslim, helped lead the charge to allow mosques to play the Adhan outdoors citywide.
Wow.
We make a big number in Minneapolis. As a city, we want to make sure that we're fair to everyone and making policies that are respectful to everyone's faith.
Wow,
and be fair to them.
Coming into America from a war-torn nations coming into America and then attacking that system of government and then calling it equality. How did it start? Pay attention as to what went before them, okay? I'm going to play a little bit more of this so you can see.
And while it will be limited both in volume and time of day, those dedicated to a religion of prayer say, this feels like one answered.
What Minneapolis did and took forward that step of inclusion and giving the Muslims the right to call for Adhan, we hope and pray and expect that other cities and towns also replicate that.
In Minneapolis, Adam Duxter, WCC.
So you're kind of getting the correlation here, I hope. John Wesley, the great field prophet from England, said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as workers and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth, that numberless cities are razed from the foundation and only their name remaining, that many countries which were once at the Garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. Such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of humankind. Why is your government going to these third world countries and alluring them into the United States of America? Do they understand what they're playing with? No, I don't suppose anybody's going to listen to this until after the fact, like so many other topics we cover. We're going to take a quick break. I'll take that phone call, 1-866-582-9933, right on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. I also want to show you how these people love to play the victim concerning the sodomites, which is condemned by American law. That somehow or another is tolerated by the American people. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So really quick before I take this phone call, I wanted to show you this because I highlighted this right when it happened. But Health Impact News just highlighted the fact that Disney employees in Florida arrested for human trafficking as videos appear online showing top Disney executives desire to sexualize children with transgender teaching. Wow! This is craziness, folks! They're not hiding anything. You want to talk about coming out of the closet, friends, and jumping up on top of the building with a megaphone and shouting out what they're doing? That's exactly what they're doing. They are probably blown away that they've gotten as far as they have gotten. But, again, that's why we are seeing more of vigilante justice in America, because the American people understand that if the law doesn't serve them, they're going to serve as the law. And under God, they have every right in the world to do it. Why? So they can go to court and be stripped of all their finances, calling out for justice only to get more injustice? People are sick and tired of being sick and tired, folks. Call it what you will. Those that serve we the people to uphold the law, not to tear it down. and advocate for lawlessness. But it's exactly what we're seeing over and over again. Where are the law enforcement in Florida? Where are they to hold these CEOs accountable for their crimes against the children? Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, folks, you've seen and heard what I just read. Is it true? Oh, it's true. Here, let me go over to this young lady, and she'll tell you exactly what you just heard and why it's happening. Okay? You ready for this? Again, listen to this carefully, friends.
But I love Disney's content. I grew up watching, you know, all of the classics. They have been a huge, like, informative part of my life. But at the same time, like, I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. On my little pocket of, like, you know, proud family Disney TVA, the showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like,
welcoming.
My, like, not-at-all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I feel like...
To the not-at-all like secret was, gay I agenda.
Mean, like, maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess, like, something must have happened in the last... Like they're turning it around, they're going hard, and then all that, like, momentum that I felt, like, that sense of, I don't have to be afraid to, like, let's have these two characters kiss, let's, in the background, like, I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like...
Wherever I could, I was just wherever I could. This is what she said. I was just wherever I could adding queerness. Wow! They're indicting themselves. They're incriminating themselves, friends. But yet they're still free. No, they're not sorry for their crimes. They have a whore's forehead, literally. That's what the Bible calls it. Does this woman on social media platform look sorry for what she's seen and doing? Absolutely not. She's emboldened.
If you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them.
She's laughing about it.
This was like, no one would stop me, and no one was trying to stop me.
No one would stop me, and no one was trying to stop me. Here, I'll tell you what stops them, friends, is when you quit supporting those parks. You can't justify what Disney's doing anymore, friends. Nobody can. Nobody can justify it. Why are we seeing Disney employees in Florida arrested for human trafficking as videos appear online showing top Disney executives' desire to sexualize children? Well, I just showed it to you. Kid folks, this isn't speculation as to what's going on here. It's not at all. It's crime. And this is coming from the top down. This is your government doing this. And this is why they're trying to create policies to shut up anybody that exposes them for their crimes. Luke 12:2, Romans 3:20. Because they are violating law in a big way. Cody, thank you for holding on for 27 minutes. I apologize. I wanted to make sure I got all the information out before trying to jam it in at the end of the show. What say you?
Welcome back. It's a good show. And what version of the Bible do you prefer to quote from?
Well, if it worked for all the generals of God, the King James Version, I'll tell you what, that's the one I stick to. And I'll tell you what, the golden seal here is the Cambridge for me. I love that Bible. You know what I do, Cody? I read through the Bible, I highlight it, and then what I do is I go out and I buy another Bible, and then I highlight that one. And then I go get another one, and then I highlight that Bible. This is what I do because it's fresh. I want to come and return back to the Word of God in a fresh state over and over and over again, but that's what I do. King James Version.
You got a good memory. You're a big guy, too. People that haven't met you don't realize how big a guy you are, so I still got a little bit more brain mass than some of us. But anyway, 2 Thessalonians 2:11 kind of touches on some of this that we're talking about. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion, so they will believe the lie.
Yep.
And then, so that they will be condemned and not believe the truth and be delighted in wickedness. And, you know, for those that are non-believers out there, they, you know, these people definitely have some kind of damaged DNA. And to be treating them like they're normal and allowing them in positions of power is just doesn't make, you know, no common sense at all to it. So...
Yeah, well, they're fighting. They're, every time you see them, every time you're around them, their war is waged against God. And you just heard during the video, during the first, or I'm sorry, the second segment, what did he do? He was mocking God. Why? Because God testifies against them as to what they are responsible for. They're workers of iniquity, lawlessness, and they go on with them bad selves. They live an abominable life, and yet they get mad at their Creator for creating them the way that they were. I like when people tell me, well, you know what, we can't change who we are. It's amazing how many people held to that until now the new agenda and the new promulgation of a new agenda comes forward and trying to inundate people with these men that want to be women now, and they say they can't help themselves. Well, you know what, when a man lies, is he not held accountable to the law for lying? Is a man free to steal because he was born that way? Is a man free to go ahead and kill at will, because at the end of the day he stands in front of the judge? He just killed 20 people and he says, well, judge, I was born this way? No, sin is moral, Cody. And the bottom line, and people need to understand, we are responsible for our moral choices. And how dare we accuse God of him wrongdoing? He decided if we're male or if we're female, period.
Let me ask you this, Bradley. So there's a lot of non-believers out there. So if you were to try to communicate on their level, I think that the counter-propaganda should be, touching on, normal people, there's something wrong with their makeup, with their DNA, whether, God has sent them the delusion or not, depending on what you believe. There's got to be a polite way to communicate that to people because of all this brainwashing. You got any ideas on that? How do we communicate in a nice way, town retard run the town. I guess that's not a nice way to say it, but how do you say it? How do you communicate nicely with people in a polite way?
Let me ask you something. So when someone commits a crime, are they committing that crime in a nice way? And what we're talking about is talking to them in a way that's polite concerning their crimes against the innocent. I think we are so far backwards in our understanding, Cody. And I'm not taking a shot at you. I'm just saying in general.
No, I agree. But there's non-believers out there you have to communicate with, too. So how do we put it on their level?
We teach them the fear of God. And we look at the statutes of God, and we bring forth justice according to his statutes. And when we do that, they're going to stay away. Let me ask you this. First of all, sodomy is a crime. And Donald Trump wanted to come out and decriminalize sodomy. Let me ask you the question, Cody. Why is sodomy a crime?
It's an abomination according to the Bible. And
Common sense comes into play, right? And when they lay for your children, are we supposed to be nice to those men that lay for our children? Because it's interesting, judges, especially soft judges, they produce hardened criminals. They slap these guys on the hands like this new up and running forerunner for the next Supreme Court injustice, Mrs. Ketanji. When you have criminals saying that they're thankful that she's running for the Supreme Court, you know something's wrong, and justice is completely turned backwards at that point. But the kids, look at all the kids that suffered at the hands of this pedophile, and yet this injustice came in, and she slapped his hands and said no. But when he goes into jail, the other criminals in there see the crime for what it really is, and they don't tolerate that crime. Which one's right?
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about justice, militias are legal. It's legal to have a militia. They demonize it, but it is absolutely legal to have your own militia. It's about time men stand up and...
Well, I think they are. I wanted to say this, too, if I could finish 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It also says this, Cody, in ending, for the mystery of iniquity, lawlessness does already work. Only he who now letteth will let. That means they know what they're doing until he be taken out of the way. Okay? So the bottom line comes to making a choice at everything we do, and we need to be held accountable for our choices. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.